Science Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ransomed Jewels by Laura Landon, performed by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. England, February 1855. Major Samuel Bennett lifted the freshly filled tankard to his mouth and took a long swallow of the ale they served in the Armour's Inn. It was barely passable, but he tasted worse. A damn sight worse. Except that hardly mattered now. Even the finest brandy couldn't dull his senses enough to make what he had to do easier. Sam set his tankard back onto the scarred wooden table, and when the door opened, he slowly lifted his gaze. He watched as his friend and fellow agent, the Marquis of Huntingdon, stepped into the smoke-filled room. Sam lifted his tankard again and took another swallow. His gaze scanned the patrons sitting at the tables around the room. None of them cast the Marquis a second glance, but that was not unusual. Hunt was still alive because of his uncanny ability to blend in with any crowd. Tonight, Hunt was dressed like the tenant farmers who frequented the inn, in homespun tweed breeches and a worn flannel jacket. Even the sweat-stained hat on his greying head gave him the appearance of a man used to labouring long and hard, both winter and summer, the same as each and every one of the workers that filled the taproom. The slight hunch to his shoulders and the hitch in his gait didn't alert them to the fact that Hunt was really a peer of the realm, the heir apparent to the Duke of Bridgemont, as well as one of England's best spies. Hunt stopped at the counter. The burly barkeep paused from wiping the worn wooden bar and silently listened, then reached beneath the counter and set a full bottle between them. Hunt leaned closer, and Sam saw the Marquis slip a coin beneath the towel. A second later, a key appeared on the counter, which Hunt slipped into his pocket. With a slight nod, he slowly climbed the stairs and disappeared from sight. Sam smiled behind the rim of his tankard. It was as if he were watching Hunt's incomparable finesse for the first time. The extent of his talent still amazed him. But Sam's smile faded when he thought of the task ahead of him. After watching, to make sure no one followed Hunt, Sam rose and trailed his mentor, his partner, his best friend. When Sam reached the top of the stairs, he walked cautiously down the hall. The doors to all the rooms stood open, but none of them held a hint of welcome.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?